Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. This is weekly punk rock radio show called Russian Tim Show. This band is called NoFX. This song is called Sycophant Others.
Okay, just ass kissers. Anal smoke blowers was good.
Mike's right about him being right. Not only that, but you remember my great idea that Mike had last week? I love it. We think it's great.
Kissers, anal smoke blowers was good.
Hello, hello, hello. You listen to the radio station CITR. It's 9:07 in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. It's Thursday. This is Russian Tim Show. I'm going to play you some rock, punk rock music on 101.9 FM CITR.ca until 10 o'clock today in the morning. I started off a show with a song by the band called NoFX. That was a song called Sycophant Others from their album called Self-Entitled, which came back. Oh, wow, it's already been 10 years, 2012, I believe. So, good, good. Today on the show, I will preview the fun event which is taking place this weekend at the Rickshaw on Friday and Saturday. The Dreadnoughts are doing their annual punk extravaganza. They have a very awesome lineup this year. Friday, it's them, the Dreadnoughts, the Creepshow, Balkan Schmalkan, Staggers and Jugs. And on Saturday, the Dreadnoughts playing again, and it will be Days and Days, Mongoose and Terminal City Rats. This event is sold out, so if you have tickets, then you amongst the lucky ones who have tickets. If you don't have tickets, we'll still consider you a lucky person, and we wish you happiness and love. But before we do all that, how about I'll play some new music just to start off the show in a good energetical vibe. And we'll start with a band called Lone Wolf. They are from Rotterdam. I do really, really like them. And they announced a brand new album, which is called Haze Wave. It's their third album, comes out in May 12th. They are playing the PuzaFest festival. They're doing a few East Coast dates in May around Puza Festival. And they also released a new song. It's called Begging Me. I do really, really like this song. This band is called Lone Wolf. You're listening to Russian Tim Show. This is great. This is pop punk. Life is fantastic. Begging Me is a new song by Lone Wolf. We'll be right back.
love, and I've been thinking about how people write their best songs when they're on drugs. I've been thinking about those avenues, the ones left unexplored, and I've been thinking about the lion pit down on Route 4. Lies are just excuses, the things you try to hide. I've been thinking about the lion pit, the ones we left behind. Lies are just excuses, the things you try to hide. I've been thinking about the lion pit, and my friend who just fucking died. I can't find hide nor hair of who I once was mine, since she disappeared in a thin air, and I'm many too hard to find. Now I stare into this pool design, but surely to reflect, I find it hard to sleep at night with the police standing on its neck. Lies are just excuses, the things you try to hide. I've been thinking about the lion pit, the ones we left behind. Lies are just excuses, the things you try to hide. I've been thinking about the lion pit, and my friend who just fucking died. It's a no-win situation.
Hello, hello, you listen to the radio station CITR, Russian Tim Show on the air. I'm playing punk rock for you until 10 o'clock in the morning, and today I started off the show, as I'll always, with a block of new music, and let's discuss the songs which I played for you. The opening track of this block was by the band from Rotterdam in Netherlands. They called Lone Wolf. That was a song called Begging Me. from their new album called Haze Wave, which will be out on May 12th. And they're also, like I said, playing Puzafest along with a few Eastern Canada dates. So if you're located in Eastern Canada and for some whatever reason listening to this episode, then go to see Lone Wolf in May. After that, we heard a new band they called Dangerous Night. As it says on the Copyrights page, Luke, who is the drummer for Copyrights as well, has a new studio project with Alyssa from Arctic Salt. They're called Dangerous Night, and their EP is available wherever you listen to music. So I played you a song of that EP, which is available wherever you listen to music, and the song I played for you was in there somewhere, and the band's called Dangerous Knights. This is the band featuring Luke from the Copyrights. Then another song from the Raging Nathans. That was a song called The Lime Pit from their new album Still Spitting Blood. And the final track was by Broke Downs from their new album called Maximum Haki. And that was a track called Stay Calm, Stay Cruel. Out of four songs, I think three albums, Lone Wolf, Raging Nathans, and Broke Downs, probably end up on my top 10 albums of the year. So that was a strong block of pop-punk music to open the show with. Good. All right, let's keep moving and let's start previewing the punk extravaganza, which is taking place on Friday and Saturday at the Rickshaw. The Dreadnoughts have been doing for how many? It says 7 years. It says the seventh edition. I don't know if that's accurate. Marco will probably correct me. But they have been doing for years those shows in March. And the last few editions were at the Rickshaw. The show is sold out. It's absolutely insane amount of fun. The Dreadnoughts are one of the most fun bands in the world. And they always have very strong lineup for those shows. So, for example, on Friday, the Dreadnoughts are playing the Crypt Show, Balkan Schmalkan, Staggers and Jugs. And on Saturday, the Dreadnoughts with Days and Days, Mongoose and Terminal City Rats, both nights at the Rickshaw. This is great. And also, to make everything even more fun, the Dreadnoughts released a new album. It's called Green Willow. It's out. And how about I will play you a track from this album? This is an Ukrainian-Polish song. It's called Gay Sokoly, and the Dreadnoughts did a brilliant version of that song. Let's do this. You listen to Russia Tim Show. This is the Dreadnoughts of Gay Sokoly.
Young Olani mounts his stallion, bids farewell to Katarina and tenderly to Ukraine. Hey, 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 Sokoły, to mi jak dziękuję na stole. Zwąg, 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 dzwoneczku, mój sokoły z koroneczku. Little things, but most are there in Ukraine. The world is made of steel and leather. There my heart abides forever. Hey, 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 Sokoły, for me, actually, good in us, it always. Zvon, 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 zvoneczku, mój stepu is koroneczku. Hey, 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 Sokoły, for me, actually, good in us, it always. Zvon, 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 zvoneczku, mój stepu. My dearest Katarina. Hey, 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 Sokoły, oni jak się góry lasy toły. Zwon, 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 dzwoneczku, mój stepowy z koroneczku. Hey, hey. Moist up always, once, once, once.
Hello, hello, you listen to the radio station CITR. This is Russian Tim Show on 101.9 FM, and I just played you brand new track from the Dreadnoughts. That was a song called Gay Sokoly from their new album called Green Velo, which came out just a couple days ago. It says here March 14th on their official Bandcamp page, and the Dreadnoughts are headlining their legendary punk extravaganza on Friday and Saturday at the Rickshaw. Both shows are sold out, but we will still get you excited and talk about this event. And we'll talk about this event with my friend Nick, who is the fearless leader of the band called the Dreadnoughts. He is on the air. Thank you so much for joining in the show, Nick, and good morning.
Good morning, buddy. What's up?
So nice to hear from you in real life of the radio waves and American phone calls.
Yeah, also I'm glad to finally, I want to bring that WhatsApp thing back. You know, I remember when everyone used to say that, and I want to bring that back. So to all you listeners, let's do that again. Let's start making that happen.
And I think you will have the target audience on Friday and Saturday at the Rickshaw by bringing that WhatsApp back to that.
That's going to be my intro. That's going to be between every song.
Yeah, let's not spoil everything what you have prepared for the show. That will be obviously one of the key moments. But let's talk about the new album which came out just recently, Green Velo. This is an interesting concept. You released it digitally. You played lots of interesting version of the song. We just heard a song called Gay Sokoly, which is a Ukrainian-Polish song. You did pretty good on this foreign language thing, as always. So let's talk about the Green Velo and the concept behind this new album.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, most of our stuff has been original music for a long time, been trying to copy traditional styles of folk music and punk them up. And I thought, you know, people have always asked us to do covers of traditional songs. And so that was the first big reason, was let's just do an album that's all traditional music, and we'll try and do it in our own style from all the parts of the world we love to do music from. And then also the other reason is that way I don't have to write any songs, and it's easier. So all the material's there. It's, as they say, Creative Commons licensed, and you know, we just put it out. So that was a nice 1-2 punch there.
Yeah, that's super cool. Yeah, because like I said, I knew the song Gay Sokoly, which I played, but you as always did the Dreadnoughts version of it, and I absolutely love it.
Thanks. Yeah, no, doing the Polish was fun too. I mean, we've been in Poland a bit in the past, but you know, I still had people messaging me saying, "Oh, you got that word wrong, or you got that phrase wrong," and it's like, "Okay, settle down. Your English is terrible."
Exactly. Yeah. tell about also, you worked with the platform where you talk to the fans, and actually somebody suggested that. I saw your post on the official bit. Tell that story. That's pretty fun.
Yeah, we got a Substack going just because everyone else was doing it and we were feeling left out. And so we thought we would start a Substack telling everybody about music and plans and stuff like that and for the band. And then I just talked about the album idea and someone suggested Hey Sokoly, and I was like, "Oh, what song is that?" And I heard a couple of choral, like choir versions of it, and just fell in love. And so, you know, it was right away. But yeah, I would never have heard the song if it wasn't for a fan. And it's pretty cool to crowdsource song ideas like that. You know, I mean, people love all kinds of different music, and they know more than you do collectively. So, you know, might as well get the input.
Yeah. I was going for your Substack. That's very, very interesting because, yeah, you pretty much, there's like a direct connection with fans because you tell the story of the album, you kind of like follow. So I really, really enjoyed it. So thanks for doing that. As a fan, this was very interesting for me to, you know, to follow and to read the idea.
Yeah. And people can pay, some of them even pay for it. Can you believe that? They pay for it. Why? I have no idea, but I'll take it.
Of course. Exactly. You are going back to Europe this summer, which is very exciting for the European fans. I looked at some dates. You have, you know, quite a bit in England, and I even will try to go to one of those shows if it will work out well.
Wow. Yeah, it's a little, it's not much. We're just doing weekends here and there, a couple of the Netherlands, some in, I think, Germany and maybe Switzerland, I forget. Oh, Czech Republic,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of festivals over there, but it's not like really a tour, unfortunately. We're old and we have kids now, and we don't do like a month in the van like we used to, so we have messages from people in Poland and other like countries, you know. The Belgians are mad at us that we never play in Belgium. And it's like, come on, you're not even a real country. Get out of here. But like, you know, it's like, we're going to, there's a bunch of opportunities we have to pass up because, yeah, we're old and you can't just use alcohol to fuel 1 month in the van anymore. Not an option.
Yeah. But that and but so for Canadian fans, so on Friday and Saturday there's two sold out shows. This is so cool. Two sold out shows at the Rickshaw, and let me just go through the lineup. On Friday you play in the Crip Shop, Balkan Schmalken, and Staggers and Jugs, and on Saturday Days and Days, Mongoose and Terminal City Rat. Marco again outdid himself by putting this together, and he's legend.
Yeah, I want to give a shout out to Mongoose in particular. I mean, a lot of people know some of those other bands, but Mongoose was such a legendary Vancouver punk band. When I first moved here, I think it was 2005, 2006, I saw a show of theirs and I was just blown away, and then they sort of stopped playing. And I guess they're sort of back together recently, or I don't know the story, but I mean, that's just going to be an amazing Saturday night. There's so many bands that are so great. And I'm shocked that it sold out, to be honest. I don't get it. We didn't sell out last year or the year before that. And I look back at our earlier shows and they're a lot better than the ones we play now. We were sort of like winging it, and it's not as good as it used to be. But for some reason, you know, I know I'm not promoting the shows very well here, but, you know, there's great bands. But I feel like, gee, I don't know why people are coming still in 2023 to see us. But I guess it's popular enough, you know. And I think, you know, also people are getting back into the music scene, obviously, you know, and getting out more than they used to last year. So that's helping. But
yeah, absolutely.
Excited.
Yeah, what's up? Yeah. But I agree, absolutely. So, like, now I'm in the same mentality that after a break from live shows, like, I try to go to see a show which I might have doubted going seeing maybe a few years ago. I definitely make this extra effort, and then, you know, that results, like, in shows like this weekend, which is sold out.
Yeah, so you're a live music hero, so you support scenes like almost nobody does, so, you know. You do your part, but I'm glad to see other people out there, you know, making the effort. It's really great, obviously, for live music. So,
yeah. Thank you. Let's also one. I saw that you saw. I really like your line how you said it. That so far the new album Green Willow is just digital, but if you listen to it a lot, that you may consider releasing it on vinyl. So, how's that going?
All the nerds, I call them. There's just nerds everywhere with their vinyl, and they need to have their vinyl. And if they don't have their vinyl, they start to twitch uncontrollably and think dark thoughts, I guess. So, to be honest, a lot of people don't know this. We did vinyl for our last album, and it took almost a year because certain big artists jammed up the process of vinyl manufacturing, and vinyl is an expensive thing to actually manufacture. So, like, this time around, I would have had to wait another year almost to release this. And it's like, no, I'm not gonna wait, sit on a recording for a year just to like get vinyl out. Now, we could put it into press pretty soon and see what happens. And the reception to the album has been pretty good, so we may do that. But like, let's be real, it's a complicated thing to press when there isn't enough of it going around. And you know, I just wanted people to hear the music, to be honest. So, exactly. Yeah, sorry, nerds. I have vinyl. I love vinyl. But, I mean, you know, if I have to choose between hearing an album 365 days later on vinyl or getting it digitally now, I'm going to, you know, hopefully want it now. It's all about the music.
Exactly. And like for you, because you probably like those are newer songs, you're excited to play them and like you want to get the reception. But if you have to wait for them, then you're going to get less excited about those songs because they're less fresh. And
it drove me crazy. Yeah, it drove me crazy with Roll and Go, the last album. It was like, wait, we have to wait how long? And you're sick of the songs already and you don't want to hear about them anymore. You're like already writing the next album. So, yeah, so, I mean, vinyl's great, and it's great that it's popular and everything, but it does have, like, this material basis, this economic basis that CDs and digital didn't have that is really, like, actually a lot of people don't know about, and it makes it really hard to release it these days for some reason. So, anyway, sorry, but maybe there'll be some vinyl coming out, you know.
Hopefully in the future. All right, so let's
burn a CD. Just burn a CD and paint one side of it black. You know, just do that.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. That will be your imaginary vinyl. Correct. Good strategy. So, yeah, let's go over again. So, on Friday, the Dreadnoughts, the Crypt Show, Balkan Schmalken, and Staggers and Jags. And on Saturday, the Dreadnoughts, Days and Days, Mongoose, and Terminal City Rats. Both shows are sold out. This is going to be a great party. We're all going to be repeating Waza after you. And this is going to be a total great success.
Thanks, Timmy. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, man. Thank you so much for calling in. I can't wait to see you this Friday and Saturday. And to start off, I'll introduce other bands which are playing the show, and I'll start with the band called The Crypshaw. They are flying over from Ontario, and I'll play their song called Grave Diggers. Good. I think that's good. Okay, Nick, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling me in. Thanks, man, and congratulations again on the new album and two sold-out shows at The Crypshaw.
It's crazy. Yeah, I can't wait to see you there, man.
Thanks, man. See you soon.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
I wanna hold it tight. I wanna make you mine tonight. tight. I wanna make you mine tonight. Oh. Yeah, but I'm a die. Yeah, but I'm a boy.
Hello, 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 you're listening to Russian Tim Show on CITR. I just played you three bands, which we'll be playing on Friday, tomorrow at the Rickshaw, at the Punk Stravaganza show with the Dreadnoughts. The opening track of this block was by the band called The Cryptshaw. That was their super hit called Grave Diggers from their album called Sell Your Soul. Then we heard Balkan Schmalkan with Disco Boy from their new album called Weapons, Great Euphorium. Yabba dabba da, yabba bubba boy. And then we heard the Staggers and Jags with Gas Mask from their album called Garbage Party. The Dreadnoughts, The Cryptshaw, Balkan Schmalkan, and Staggers, that's the menu for Friday night. And for Saturday, it's the Dreadnoughts, the Days and Days, Mongoose, and Terminal City Rats. And how about we listen to those bands as well, as an introduction to of the second night of the Punk Stravaganza. I'll start with Days and Days. They have, that's my favorite song by this band. It's called Misanthropic Drunken Loser. Very catchy song, and I like the song along. Let's do it. You're listening to CITR, Russian Tim Show, Days and Days, Misanthropic Drunken Loser, Loner, playing on the on Saturday at the Rickshaw.
My breakfast was straight out the medicine cabinet, a remedy for the aftermath of my habits. Sometimes it's the ones who try to help that hurt the most. I feel like we're playing tug of war, and I'm the rope, and I'm stretched to the limit, but you keep on pulling in. I'm gonna lose my goddamn mind. I'm gonna lose my mind. Antisocial, call it masturbation. Either way, it's a solo operation. I'm just far more comfortable. Antisocial, call it masturbation. Either way, it's a solo operation. I'm just far more comfortable alone. 'Cause people are ugly and people are hateful, destructive and greedy. We're proud and ungrateful. The world would be so much better off without us. Follow a polar epilepsy. No compost to training. This great love to felt. Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. Stretch ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes. It seems that everybody always has a bone to pick, a promise to break. Never again will I make that mistake of trusting anyone.
Trusting anyone.
Trusting anyone. This is my misanthropic confession. Human beings are a waste of breath and I exclude myself.
I'm an asshole just like you.
'Cause people are ugly and people are hateful, destructive and greedy. We're proud and ungrateful. The world would be so much better off without us. So swallow a bullet. We're all compost and training. This great love to fill. Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just mistakes.
Distract ourselves to make us feel like we're not just
my
mistakes.
My breakfast is straight out the medicine cabinet.
Let's all go to the restaurant. What do you want? What do you want?
Let's all go to the restaurant. What do you want? What do you want? Is this just how we are communicating? Or is this just how it was always meant to be? I don't have any to some people.
Oh no!
So why do we go to Mexico?
What do you want?
Hello, hello, hello. That was Russian Tim Show on CITR. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. Good. I previewed today the show, which is taking place this Saturday and Friday at the Rickshaw Punk Stravaganza with the Dreadnoughts. In this block, I previewed night number two. Let's go over the songs I played. Days and Days, this Mesotropin Drunken Loner was the opening track. Then the band, which Nick referred in his interview, Mongoose Istvan. They are back, released a new EP, which is called White Plastic Deer. And we heard a song called Let's All Go to the Restaurant. Good, that's a good message. And the final track was by Terminal City Rats, More Than a Scene, from their new album called Year of the Rat, which came out now 3 years ago. Great! So, Friday, Dreadnoughts, Creepshow, Balkan Schmalkan, Staggers and Juds. Saturday, Dreadnoughts, Days and Days, Mongoose, Terminal City Rats. This is gonna be wild, this is gonna be total waza, and this is gonna be amazing. Thanks so much for listening. That was great. That was the Russian Tim Show on CITR. And to wrap up the show, I will play you another song by the Dreadnoughts, their super hit called Polka Never Dies. Thanks for listening, have a super wonderful weekend, enjoy everything, enjoy life, and if you have a chance to go see some live music, go do that this weekend, or any other weekend, or any other day, it doesn't have to be a weekend. Thank you so much for listening, bye-bye, this is Dreadnoughts with Polka Never Dies.
Your eyes were filled with stars, so you picked up a guitar, and how the people gave the attention that you crave. Tonight, the stage is yours, but the world has watched you rise and fall a thousand times before. Polka never dies. Street Legion Hall, look into my crystal ball.